the Black Goat, the Mother of a Thousand Young, Shub-Niggurath. Of all the mainstream mythos entities, it is likely that there is the least amount of info about Shub-Niggurath. That is not to say that Shub-Niggurath is the least important, but only that most writers using the mythos merely reference the deity in passing terms, and with rare exception do not use her as a physical presence. Lovecraft himself, who originally introduced Shub-Niggurath in his revision story, The Last Test, only ever used her name as mentions by various cultists and in various incantations. These exclamations were never given explanations or details by characters, thus giving us little information to go off of. An interesting piece of trivia is that the final boss of the video game Quake is actually named Shub-Niggurath. She is responsible for summoning numerous Lovecraftian creatures, including dimensional shamblers. The main character finally kills Shub-Niggurath by teleporting inside of her, telefragging her and causing her to explode. I don't recommend trying this in real life. Shub-Niggurath, in various descriptions of her physical appearance, appears as a large, cloudy mass, covered in writhing black tentacles, slime-dripping mouths, and numerous goat legs and hooves. She is an outer god of fertility, and is said to be the most widely worshipped entity in the entire mythos, worshipped by the Chochos, Hyperboreans, Greeks, Egyptians, Druids, the people of Sarnath, the fungi from Yuggoth, and many other peoples and species. In exchange for blood sacrifices, her worshippers are granted bountiful harvests and many children. Of particular note for Shub-Niggurath is her own offspring. It is said that she mated with Hastur the Unspeakable, and produced various beings in the mythos, including Ithaqua the Windwalker. Another mating, whether it was with Hastur again or perhaps Yogg-Sothoth, brought forth the pair of beings Nug and Yeb. Nug and Yeb are of mostly little importance to us, but Nug notably is the father of Cthulhu and Setoguwa. The final thing to mention in regards to Shub-Niggurath's offspring are her Dark Young. It's unclear as to who the father of the Dark Young are, if there is any father at all. The Dark Young resemble thick trees, with many thick tentacles spouting from the top, large hooves, and slobbering mouths on their sides. The Dark Young are often present at ritual sites in deep woods where cultists are attempting to appeal to Shub-Niggurath. They preside over the ritual and accept any offerings on behalf of the Black Goat. There is also supposedly a gift that Shub-Niggurath rewards to certain worshippers of her, called the Milk of Shub-Niggurath, or Mother's Milk. Frankly, I can find very little information about this substance, other than it supposedly has mutagenic qualities, changing those who consume it into something else entirely. Perhaps, maybe even into Dark Young. Even though there is little to be said about Shub-Niggurath, her importance can't be denied. As the primary god of fertility, she has produced many offspring throughout the cosmos. And with the power to influence childbirthing among her worshippers, who's to say she can't influence others?